Being a mom means more than having to give birth to a child inside of you. It's loving and knowing the soul before you even see it. It's caring and caring for a life completely dependent on your survival. Also, it's wanting to have the baby without having a doubt that you can take care of it as your own child. Being a mother is a gift that is unimaginable to any woman who does not have a child in their life and who isn't able to reproduce. It's a connection that is unmatched from any other connection. My name is Susie, and I live with one parent, and I think it's hard for my mother to raise three kids on her own, while the father just sees us once a week on Mondays and sometimes not even see us. But also, she has to work extra hours just to get food on the table for us every day. So today, I wanted to interview my mother to get her perspective of being a single mother and raising three kids on her own. So today, I'm going to interview my mom. What's your name?
Marcia Rivas.
And what do you work at?
Private driving school.
What do you do there?
I'm a clerk in accounting.
Okay. So what do you think is the hardest part about raising three kids on your own?
How? Because I had to work 12 hours on the work, to the house, help them with the homework, cook for them. It's a bunch of things to go check, you know.
I will also be interviewing some of my classmates. So first I'm going to start off with interviewing Chastity. What does your mom work at?
She works as a dispatch on Dial 7, a car company. And she also does the U.S. Open and the baseball games and stuff. She dispatches for the drivers.
That's nice. How does it feel living with your mom?
I mean, it feels okay. I couldn't say I experienced living with two parents before because I'm pretty sure when my dad was like around, I was like six or something. And so I don't think I remember that much, but I think it's pretty cool living with my mom just to see how like she can take care of like three kids and still manage to like go to work and cook when she comes home and help with homework. It's like my house is not that big, so yeah.
Are there any difficulties in your house with your mom because you live with her own?
Definitely because I become an independent woman more. So like, I do my own thing, so it's kind of like hard.
How does it feel living with her?
I don't feel outcast from my friends, but it feels different because, you see a lot of people who have like their father and mother still together and they're living together. But for me, it's just, I don't feel any different from it. I feel like if I was to live with my father, it wouldn't change any difference. But if I was to live with my father, the only difference would be that I'm living with my grandparents too. I feel happy.
I am also going to interview my class.
I'm doing really well. My name is Ikram, and I am 15 years old.
Do you think it's hard for your parents to raise the kids?
Well, yeah, because there's like so many things you have to do, like raising them, supporting them, you know.
And what about for a single parent who's on her own?
Even harder, because if two parents think it's hard, then obviously one parent will think it's hard too. And it also depends on if you have more than one child, you know.
There are over 14 million of single mothers and fathers in this world. And from hearing all these different perspectives from my classmates and mother, either about raising a child on your own, or why it's even hard, or even for two parents instead of one.
Many people think it's easy to raise a child on their own without having a partner by their side. But the truth is that it takes a hardworking parent to raise a kid on their own, and someone who is willing to make sacrifices for her own child.